Double C. Morning. 13 to 9. I haven't spoken to him for a while. He's been that busy. our state MP for Gladstone, Glenn Butcher. Mate, you have been on the run.
I have, haven't I? And good morning to you and good morning to everyone else as well.
Yeah, and there's reasons for it because a lot of meetings, a lot of things happening, and the hydrogen plant. It's hit a milestone as well.
Yeah, it's not really a plan. It's what they're calling an ecosystem. Well, and yesterday it was really good that we had a whole heap of big major players in the hydrogen industry here in Gladstone.
Yeah,
including the hydrogen minister Mick de Brenny.
Yes,
but also a world player in the hydrogen space, Sumitomo, were here yesterday and signed a memorandum of understanding with Gladstone Ports Corporation, with the Gladstone Regional Council, with Australian Gas Networks and Australian Gas Infrastructure Group to sign a memorandum of understanding that basically Gladstone's going to be the capital for hydrogen in Australia.
Wow.
It's a starting point. People need to understand, and every time I talk about this sort of stuff, everyone says, where's the jobs, where's all this sort of stuff?
Yeah.
This is a 10-year plan, so we're looking to start off. So they're starting smaller scale to start to... a little small facility here in Gladstone to try and get a couple of buses done here in the Gladstone region that drive people around, potentially a ferry that drives some of the workers over the island, all running off pure hydrogen. So small steps first, then we start looking at how we can deliver to the state, and then the final one is where Gladstone is the key major player in the world, the export of hydrogen out of Gladstone Port. So very exciting times, and this is a starting point. I've been to, in the last couple of weeks, probably why I haven't been in so much is been to roundtables in the hydrogen industry, and every stakeholder that talks and every professor, every major player, all talk about Gladstone being the hub for hydrogen here in Australia. So exciting times, and people just need to be conscious of this could take some time, but once it gets going, this will be good. It'll be a slow burn. It'll be, it's not the LNG industry where 15,000 people turn up overnight and then all leave at the same time. This is going to be a long-term project going forward and that stability that we need for Gladstone.
And that's a good thing about it, giving us stability as
well. Absolutely, yeah.
Mate, the COVID vaccine rolled out yesterday in Gladstone.
Yeah, it was a huge day yesterday. We started off at the hospital and seen Dr. Dillip. Got his he was the first one in Gladstone to receive the COVID vaccine, which was great news. He said it was no worse than a little mozzie bite, and it was all pain-free after that.
Good.
But what that means now is our frontline services here in the Gladstone region, including the hospital staff, police, ambulance officers, will be getting that jab in the first round. And then what we'll do is phase 1B, which is the second round, where your local GP will be able to do it, as well as the Gladstone hospitals. Mm-hmm. They'll give you the vaccine for people over 70 and for those Indigenous people in the community over 55, because they're the second most vulnerable. So critical that people just be mindful that this is slowly rolling out. The state's delivering the vaccines as we get them from the federal government, delivered into Queensland. So, but these will start to ramp up going forward, particularly with this AstraZeneca one coming through.
Mm-hmm.
It will be made in Australia. So once we get going over the next couple of weeks, you'll see places like the Boyntanum Medical Centre down there at Tanham. You'll see like the main one down at the Phillip Street, the main medical centre there.
They'll have it.
They'll have it as well, and at the hospital. And you'll probably actually see it in pharmacies going forward, just like your normal flu jab as it rolls on. So just ask people to be patient. It is coming. We've started yesterday, which is great to see, and it'll keep rolling on out.
Yeah, and whatever you do, you're going to have to get it. Well, it's not mandatory, but there's going to be some restrictions in place from certain organisations and businesses flying, all that sort of stuff that could come in. If you haven't had the jab, you might not be
and
able
just,
to fly.
Just be mindful of people too. There is two, you got to have two jabs. It's one, and then I think it's about 4 or 5 weeks later you get the second one. So just be mindful that there is two jabs you're going to have to get with this. But, the consequences of getting two jabs compared to, if you get the full-blown coronavirus and you're over 70 or an Indigenous over 55 or if you're frontline health worker, at the end of the day, people have died from this disease.
Yeah,
and I think it's a couple of little jabs for free aren't going to be too much of a problem.
No, fair enough. And finally, mate, the council has got some funding.
Yeah, so I haven't been back to Gladstone since we made the announcement, but the Gladstone Regional Council will be getting another $6.7 million from the state government to do... Works for Queensland projects, which you've seen around the area, very successful program, 100% funded by the state. So you see things like Lions Park next to McDonald's there in Kincora, the skate park upgrades down at Boyne Tanham area there, and you know those projects right across the community will continue to be rolled out now with council getting $6.7 million off the state government. So to Matty Burnett and the council,
they're smiling.
My pleasure. Let's just hope that they do some really good community projects and they enjoy.
Yeah. And finally, mate, before we go, how do you think the Broncos are going to go against the Titans this weekend?
And I put a post up on my social media page, and it was a ladder. The Broncos are 2 points off the top of the ladder at the moment. They're the top Queensland team at the moment, so they're going really well. I'm a very positive person about the Broncos.
All right.
And you've got to be positive for your team. You stick with them. So okay. Let's go Broncos.
Okay, fair enough.
Friday night, let's get in there.
Mate, the footy tipper against me has gone the Titans. So,
loser.
All right, Butch. Thanks for coming in, mate. We'll catch up whenever we can because I know you've been so busy.
Yeah,
so,
no problem, mate. Anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Good on you. There's our state MP for Gladstone, Minister Glenn Butcher on 4CC. The full interview, if you missed it or want to share it around, will be up on our website in around about 5 minutes from now.